This is Fat Guy Radio Show, part of the BDB Radio Network.
Question for you. Where's the best place to get the greatest deals on thousands of items and have them delivered to your door? One answer, Amazon, and you get there through our Amazon portal. Orly here to remind you to do all your Amazon shopping through fatguyradioshow.com/Amazon or shop the Amazon button on our Facebook cover photo. If you're listening to this on the new Fat Guy Radio Show app, on the About tab, there's an Amazon icon right there. Shop now, shop often, shop Amazon through fatguyradioshow.com, the number one way we power this show.
It's Fat Guy Radio Show.
There is nothing better that I love to do other than start the show off with a game.
A game.
A game, Orly, a game.
You look so bright and fluffy-eyed today.
Not that there's any pain behind these eyes. No, no, no.
Hey, Philippus, how are you doing today?
Not so good.
All right, everybody. Orly.
Yes.
I'm trying to learn my celebrities, get to know my celebrities. One thing that we don't do a lot on this show is that you and I don't talk a lot of celebrities. You know, the whole show really is about, you know, the inner workings of our crazy ass lives and the shenanigans that follows. So I want to play a little game here, if we can. If producer Philippus is ready to play the game. Are you ready to play over there?
I am ready.
All right. We're going to play a little game. And we were supposed to have a listener on board for this, and we just didn't get that going. A lot of moving parts. Lots of moving parts.
Or parts not moving. Exactly. Behind the scenes. We need behind the scenes cameras.
No, we don't.
Because I was having fun watching it.
I'm sure you were having fun, because one thing that Orly loves to do in his perfect little world is that when there's anything going on, he's just going to shut down and observe. He's not going to jump in. He's not going to add. He shudders into a corner because he says, oh my God, the big guy's going to explode. And we've already got Rose on Facebook saying, oh my gosh, if this is a mini Corey meltdown, I can only imagine what a full meltdown will be.
I should record. I should sit back and record it. And then for Rose, I'm going to record it for Rose.
No, please, please don't. She barely respects me as it is. All right, let's play a little game called Celebrity Name Game. Start show off. You know what I mean? Let's just clear the palette, Orly.
Let's do it.
Start all over. Start off fresh. Clear the palette with a little bit of celebrity name game. So how this works, ladies and gentlemen, is that Philippus, our producer, our executive producer of Fat Guy Radio Show, is going to throw out a last name, and Orly and I are going to be responsible for coming up with names. Now, Orly, you and I will go back and forth. I'll name a name, you'll name a name, I'll name a name, you'll name a name until we run out, and then we'll see who wins at the end of the whole thing. Who can name the most names?
Okay. Does it matter if it's like an A-list celebrity or a Z-list celebrity?
It could be an A-list or a Z-list. It can even be dead.
Okay.
Yeah, or dying.
All right.
So if they are dying, I'm going to need you to go right to Meatloaf. What? Too soon? Too soon? I apologize for that. Please send your complaints to Philippus at... Not going to have a job. All right. Lip, throw out the first name at random.
Because you have this color of skin, I'm going to go with brown.
I'm brown. Orly, would you like to go first, or would you allow me to go first?
Go ahead. I'll let you have your...
Brown. Brown. B-R-O-W-N. Brown. Oh, of course. Bobby Brown.
There you go.
He's been all over the news lately.
Yeah, he was just on 2020 the other day.
What a train wreck.
Is it bad? I recorded the special to get a chance to watch it.
I watched it, and yeah, no. Something's wrong with that dude.
I'm going to say
Brown. 3 seconds.
Charlie Brown. Does that
count? Charlie Brown does count. All right. Well, who's keeping score? I guess I'll keep score. Orly so far has 0, and Corey has 2. little fat guy math over here. Let me see. Mike Brown. The guy that was the former player or former coach, I believe, for the LA Lakers.
Okay. Sylvia Brown.
Sylvia Brown.
You know who that is?
She knew that you were going to say
exactly.
Her name.
Psychic lady.
She's a psychic lady, Lip. Uh-oh. Yeah.
She used to be on Dr. Phil.
I wonder what she has to say about your future, Lip. All right. I'm going to go with, Judge Joe Brown. Didn't he get arrested?
Did he?
I think so.
I did not know that.
Judge Joe Brown.
We need to watch more entertainment. Brown. I'm going to say James Brown.
James Brown. I'm blanking. Oh, the American Idol girl, Jennifer Brown.
I
may have made that one up.
Yeah.
All right, I'm going to go ahead and bow out. I'm out. All right, Orly, that one goes to you. You get that round. All right, Liv, give us another name there.
How about Jones?
Who?
Jones?
Jones? Who went first last time?
You did.
I did? Okay, Orly, you go first this time.
Jones. How about...
Come on, Orly!
Tom Jones.
Tom Jones! It's not unusual to be loved by anyone.
Carlton dance.
Ba-da-da-da-da-da. It's not a... I have all his albums.
Do you?
Is that awkward?
No.
I'm okay with that. Jones. Oh, black crazy chick. May have saw her last night at the Vibe Session. Grace Jones. I'm sorry, Jess. I love you. Grace Jones.
Let's see.
Oh, that was loud right in the mic, wasn't it?
Yes.
Come on, Aura. Come on. I think you got to go faster.
Jones, 3 seconds. I'm out this one. You got it.
No way.
Yeah.
Come on, dude. You got to have, like, Tommy Lee Jones. Tommy Lee Jones is one.
Go.
Deep voice dude that did Mufasa.
James Earl Jones.
All right. I'll take that round then. All right. It's tied up.
Tough one.
That was a tough one, but you would think it's such a common name.
Exactly.
All right, celebrities. All right, the score as of now, for those of you just joining us on our live stream, Corey 5, Orly 2. A little fat guy math. All right, Lip.
Let's go with Smith.
Smith. All right, I'm going to go with the obvious, Will Smith.
Okay, that's a good one. Anna Nicole Smith.
Yeah, you like my body? She was a train wreck, wasn't she? World didn't miss that one. Willow Smith. I'm just going to stay right in this.
The family.
I'm just going to stay right there. I'm not going to tell Orly that I'm just going to name all the Smiths. But Willow Smith, because she whips her hair back and forth.
She has hair?
I don't know. Half of it is hair.
That's the boy. I get them confused, the daughter and the son.
I thought they were both girls.
Oh.
Is a boy in there?
I think so.
Nobody would know. I thought they were both lesbians.
I thought it was the dog was a boy.
I thought they were both lesbian girls. Come on,
Orly! About Kevin Smith.
Kevin! Oh, I love Kevin Smith.
Me too.
I love me some Kevin Smith. Jaden Smith. Thanks for giving me that heads up there, Lip.
How about Ozzie Smith?
Who?
Baseball player.
Oh, got over my head. He played for the
Cardinals,
Dodgers?
I think. No, Cardinals, actually.
Really?
He used to do flips. I think that's his name, Ozzie Smith.
Oh, Smith. Flip Wilson.
Yeah.
No, I'm kidding. Jada Pinkett Smith. Jada Pinkett Smith. Pinkett Smith.
Pinkett what?
Pinkett that she's got two lesbians as kids.
Oh.
Nothing wrong with that on this show.
J.R. Smith.
Oh, man, that was my next one. That's what I was going to go with. Michael W. Smith. Neither of you will probably know who that is because Michael W. Smith is a contemporary Christian artist. And I played one of his songs on the show many years ago, Friends, which is one of my top number one songs.
Friends. How many? No.
Friends and friends forever if the Lord's the Lord of them. Yeah. All right. Come on. Michael W. Smith. Come on. You can come up with another one. Oh, I think I got one.
Ian Michael Smith.
That's a good pull, Good pull.
Who is that?
Ian Michael Smith?
Yeah.
You don't know?
You don't know who Ian Michael Smith?
No.
He's one of the skinny guys that are always in movies.
Yeah, that guy.
Orly, are you Googling over there? Googling.
I'm Googling nothing.
Yeah, you don't Google even know who it is, and you just named
know
him.
That's why I asked him, but you answered for him.
Yeah, that guy.
Because I was helping him out, but I didn't realize that he's over there cheating.
You didn't see his eyes get all big?
There was no rules.
Hands off the iPad over there, or. Did you say Kevin? We already said Kevin.
Kevin Smith.
I have no. I'm out. I can't come up with another one. I had one on the tip of my tongue until I busted you for cheating, and now I'm trying to think of it. It's a Smith and one of the kids that were in, like, Home Improvement.
I don't know.
Targon Smith or something like that. He was a three-name person.
Yeah, I mean,
I'll give you that one, Roy. I'll give you that round. All right, this is now the tiebreaker as the score is now 16 to 16.
Wow.
A little fat guy radio show.
In your first.
Give us one more. One more. One last
How
one.
How about the Robinsons?
Robinson. Orly?
I'm going to go, being a huge Dodger fan, Jackie Robinson.
Ah. Holly Pete Robinson.
That's a good one.
That's a throwback to the 80s. Mr. Cooper was the TV show she was on.
Craig Robinson.
Too old for me.
I know. That's okay.
Look. I used to like that show.
I did too, Mr. Cooper.
Yeah.
I did too.
She was married to Andre Ware.
She was.
Football player.
Good pull. Orly's pulling it today, folks.
Pulling what?
I don't know.
Craig Robinson. Craig T. Robinson.
Craig T. Robinson. I'm going to go with Jackie Robinson.
I said Jackie Robinson.
Did you say that already?
Yeah.
Damn it. Okay. Is that Jackie Robinson is like a sports person, right?
Yeah, baseball player for the Dodgers. The first
Sugar Ray Robinson.
There you go.
Isn't that a boxer?
Isn't it Sugar Ray Leonard? Or is that his real last name, Robinson?
I don't know. We're going to go with it. Let's go to the judges. Judges, yep, they're giving us a thumbs up.
I got one. Huh. Smokey Robinson.
Ah, that was my next pull. I was going to go with that. I should have said that first. Smokey Robinson. In my connection to the Miracles, I should have said that. Okay, Claudette Robinson. His ex-wife, who I had a chance to interview and talk to and took a picture with her. She's the sweetest lady on the face of the planet.
David Robinson.
Who? David Robinson. David. Basketball player.
Yep.
Good pool.
The Spurs.
I don't know.
I guess that's game over,
Jackie
folks.
Kennedy Robinson.
There you go.
That count? Let's go to the judges. Yep, they're giving me a thumbs up.
How about Mr. Robinson from Mr. Robinson's Neighborhood? Remember Eddie Murphy, SNL?
That wasn't Mr. Robinson. Did he speak with a lisp?
Did he?
Oh, no, that's the Velvet Tiger Lounge.
I don't know.
Or maybe that's a bit on Big O and Dukes.
Who knows?
All right, so, Philippians, have your finger on that button. All right, so let's go to the totals here, and let's see. Orly, let me add yours up. Carry the 476 times 47. Orly, your final score is you owe us 2 points. Philippius, your score, even though you weren't playing, is 12. My score, after everything's all added up, it's kind of funny. I have to give my 2 points to Orly.
Bad Guy Radio Show.
This is the Fat Guy Radio Show with Corey Blaze.
Who the hell are you?
I'm Owen's friend.
Owen doesn't have a friend.
That's because he's shy.
No, he's not. He's fat and he's stupid. Get out of my house. Where is Owen?
Owen went bowling.
I want Owen.
He'll be back in a minute.
I want my bath. I want my medicine.
I can get it for you.
Who the hell are you all of a sudden?
Me and Philippus last week.
I can hire my own job.
We dropped that 5-pound weight on
me. Get out of my way, you bastard.
Lip, get out of my way.
Mrs. Lift.
He tried to kill me. I said he's trying to kill me.
Mrs. Lift, don't.
Hang up my own goddamn shawl. He's trying to kill me. I asked for the salted nuts. He brought me the unsalted nuts. The unsalted nuts make me choke.
All right, y'all got 10 seconds to get up off the order.
Live from the BDB Radio Network Studios, it's Fat Guy Radio Show featuring Corey Blaze with Philippius and Orly. Counting the hours until the buffet opens, here's your host, Corey Blaze.
What?
America!
Have you heard? I'm in the music groove. Right now I'm in the music groove.
Time, right?
Yeah. From last night to now, I'm still in the music groove. All right, Fat Guy Radio Show heard in 79 countries with over 450,000 downloads. Welcome to your funniest interactive worldwide internet radio show and podcast. Free on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, the in-car AHA Radio app, and always on Fat Guy Radio Show, and of course, the newly released Fat Guy Radio Show app, available in the iTunes store. I'm your host, Corey Blaze. Interact with me and the guys during the show live. Tweet us at Fat Guy Radio Show. Like and follow us on Facebook and Instagram as well. Search Fat Guy Radio Show, all one word. And today's show, ladies and gentlemen, is brought to you by the Bravo Tip or Pay app. Gotta love the Bravo Tip or Pay app. And last night, I saw the Bravo Tip or Pay app for myself working right in front of me. It was absolutely amazing. I'll tell you more about that in the body of the show. Bravo Tip or Pay app is an easy way to tip or pay. All you got to do is that you got to go to your Google Play Store or the iTunes Store and download the Bravo Tip or Pay for free, or you can find it at trybravo.com. What is the Bravo Tip or Pay app? I'm glad you ask. Bravo Tip or Pay app, let's say that you have a barista that you love. You have a driver that you love so much that you want to give an extra tip to. Okay. If you have the Bravo Tip or Pay app, they have the Bravo Tip or Pay app. It's a direct send from your account to their account. No fees in between. The person receiving the money doesn't cover any of the fees, and the sender just covers a little 1% fee on top of sending the money. It's a whole lot cheaper than using any other cash transfer app that's out there. Bravo Tip or Pay app is seamless, secure, safe, and highly recommended, and it works great for people that have live bands or small bands that are running small events that you want to charge people to get into. It's beautiful. You can utilize it, use it. Saw it work last night, like I said, at the Vibe Sessions, and it was so seamless, and I just stood there like, oh, just watching people. Yeah, I got my Bravo Tip or Pay receipt right here. Bloop, bloop. Walked cool. On in, sat on down, enjoyed the show. All right, Bravo Tip or Pay at trybravo.com. All right, everybody, welcome back to another Fat Guy Radio Show. Orly, how are you?
I'm good. I'm good. Trying to stay cool.
That is true. If anybody can by tell, those audio files that are out there, most people really don't care. But for those audio files out there, yes, Wally will be on throughout the duration of this show. So you will hear him buzzing in the background because it is 5,001 degrees outside in Arizona. We are in a 10 or more consecutive day heat wave.
Of 110 plus, right?
110 plus. I don't know about you, Orly, and you, I know you haven't been here in Phoenix very long, but this is not something that we're used to. And we started our first, we had our first 110 day before even the summer, the
started.
Yeah, before summer even began, which was this past Monday.
Yeah, I saw that. It was like, today is officially the first day of summer. And I was like, what the hell was the rest of the
yeah, what the hell
last month?
What the hell have we been doing since February? When it was 100 degrees in February, you know?
Yes.
And it's that bipolar crap. And you know what? The news media in Phoenix, they just love to hype up and overhype up the heat advisory, DEFCON 4015. We're all going to die, which we are. We are. The weather in Arizona sucks. I've said it once. I'll say it again. Don't ever come to Phoenix. There's no point to be here. There's no point to live here. It's hot. It's uncomfortable. And everybody's attitude sucks.
Yeah, because everybody's pissed because it's hot.
Everybody's pissed. And here's the one thing that happens. You see what I'm doing right here with my hand, Orly?
Yeah.
See what I'm doing right here? This is what the electric companies are doing. Every time they hear the media say heat wave, the electric companies are, just for broadcast friendly purposes, arcing loads across the room because they are ready to just pile in the money.
Yeah.
They get they get turgent from the fact that Arizona is going to have a mother effing heat wave. And then APS got the nerve to say that they're planning on raising rates in the next year. APS, SRP, all those electric companies can go screw. It's ridiculous. The one thing that should be cheap here, other than water, should be air conditioning.
Yeah. And then they have, I don't know if one company out this way, I live a little different part of town, but ours has one where you could, they say they're helping you by, if you don't use your air and all the big appliances between 3 and 6, you could save money. But then, so they want you to turn it off during that time. But then we were talking about it, and it's like, okay, if you turn off between 3 and 6, your house literally gets up to like 95 degrees. So then when you turn it back on at 6, it takes like 2 hours to get down to even like
84 degrees or something, you know?
Between 3 and 6, Orly, is when it's the hottest.
Prime, yep.
That's when the sun, it's not noon, it's between 3 and 6. If we watch the, you know, and they do this because they've got us by the balls. They do this because they know what's happening between 3 and 6. Your kids are getting home from school. They're going to be hot getting off that big old huge banana.
Cooking dinner.
You're going to be cooking dinner. You want to fire up the old stove. You know, what else is going to happen? You're going to sit down, maybe watch some TV. You got some electricity that's going to be going to that. Everybody's going to be home. You got your garage doors going up and down. You got your front doors opening and closing between the hours of 3 and 6 when normal people. Now, I understand it may be different for people in California because, you know, 3 to 6 p.m. in Arizona time is probably, you know, 9 p.m. to midnight California time because people just, you know, live in a different time. There, you know, things happen. Their days are a little longer. But most of your household activity is happening at that time. So, of course, just melt down all the kids when they come home off the hot bus. And horrible if you got a high school kid and their last period class is P.E. So now you got a sweaty, muggy teen feet that is coming into your 96-degree house.
And then I cook. So
great idea.
I'm home earlier, you know, than my wife. So I'm cooking like about 4 o'clock. I start cooking 5 o'clock and I'm sweating.
Yeah.
She comes in. She gets home right about 6. I think she sticks around. She probably gets off like at 4 and probably just hangs out at work. Oh, I got stuck left behind today. You know, she probably doesn't, because right when she gets home 6, she's like, oh, let's turn the AC down. How's your day? And I'm like sweating, like making plates of dinner. I'm like, it's good.
Dude, I've done that. At my day job, where I hate to be, I'm loving to be there a little bit longer because the air conditioning there is phenomenal.
Yeah.
I mean, I literally still have to turn my heater on under my desk in my office because I'm sitting my fat ass there sedentary, not moving nothing, nothing's moving me, and I get cold. It's like a meat locker in my office sometimes. But I sit there for an extra hour knowing that I don't have to go home to my house, which is hot. Now, it's very well documented on this show that I have the world's worst air conditioning unit on top of my house. My house is as insulated as a barn. It's wide open.
So if you turn your AC off, it just gets hot within minutes?
Within seconds. Within absolute seconds. My home is as tight as a gay hooker's butthole. What? That too far? That too much? I apologize. I mean, if my house could fart, it would sound like, oh, because there's no tightness. There's nothing sealing in the air. So when my air conditioning unit comes on, I just go up to the front door, take my wallet out of my back pocket, and just fling money right out. Just start flinging money into the street because that's exactly what's going to happen. And then APS is going to come by and just sweep it all up in a little truck and drive away. Yeah. It's horrible. Just like in your area, 3 to 6, mine, APS, Arizona Public Service, not a public service. it should be APR, Arizona Public Rapist,
because
that's exactly what they're doing. They tell us don't use your AC or your major appliances between 12 and 7.
Oh, jeez.
What's happening between 12 and 7?
So you can turn on while you're sleeping?
Yeah. Yeah. If you go to bed after 7 o'clock. I've done this, dude. My house is so horrible. I've got a 30-year-old house. My home is 30 years old. I have literally gotten off work, driven in my car because the air conditioning is better, not come home till after 7 o'clock. I'm not kidding. Not come home till after 7 o'clock. Where I know I could now turn my air conditioning down to 80 and hope that the house gets to 85 where it's comfortable enough for me to inhabit it. It's literally uncomfortable. I'm not even lying. You can't sit down on the couch and watch TV. I got one of those microfiber couches. So, you know, that's just, you know, you sweat. Now when you get up, you can see your body outline from the sweat. It's ridiculous.
That's crazy. Yeah, I take my kids to like the library or the mall sometimes to play in the little play area. Because, I mean, why use my AC when I could go use some, you know?
Yeah, go use somebody else's.
And I'm not the only one. I was at the library last time. It was like a family of,
yeah.
It was like a mom, dad, and a son. They're literally all on their iPads.
Sure.
With a Circle K soda just hanging out on the couches there.
Why not?
Yeah.
Why not? They make McDonald's so comfortable. Go hang out in McDonald's. Starbucks, they make so comfortable. Go hang out at Starbucks.
Exactly.
Buy you a little $18 frap. Sit down and suck up $75 worth of air.
Might as well.
That's what I say. And then here's another thing. APS and SRP here in Arizona talking about, you know, rates and when to use your electricity. We're experiencing rolling blackouts. Has rolling blackouts affected the East Valley where you're at?
No, but in California they used to do that. That's where they just, like, randomly shut off people's electricity, right?
Arizona's we had a few this earlier this week. Rolling really? Blackouts in the North Phoenix area, Peoria area, my area, literally a 2 mile, 2 miles away from like my dividing line was a blackout.
It's basically like, hey, there's too many people using the AC. We're going to turn off your power.
The grids go down. The grids get overloaded and they shut down. Phoenix, Peoria, and Glendale has experienced rolling blackouts all this week.
Wow. But I will say one thing. Growing up in California, in my house, we had an old house where I grew up.
Yeah.
We only had a swamp cooler.
Oh, God.
So if you were in the hallway, you were going to be hot as hell.
Did you ever run outside the swamp cooler with
spray,
the garden hose?
Yeah, spray down water.
Dude, I experienced that when I grew up in the projects.
Yeah.
My dad had swamp coolers down the
and
projects.
And my dad used to put like ice cold, he would like get ice cold water and dump it on there.
Yeah. Didn't do nothing. But for a few seconds.
Makes you feel, yeah.
Before a few seconds. Swamp cooler is the worst. Those should be outlawed in Arizona.
Yeah, we used to take naps under there, like in the hallway, like a thin hallway. It'd be like four of us laying in the hallway.
Why not, dude?
Dude, it was hot.
The but yeah, we have rolling blackouts in the North Valley, a northern part of Phoenix, Peoria, and Glendale. Our studio sits in Glendale. We might just be sitting here talking and everything just goes out. If that happens, you know. I mean, it couldn't be worse than everything else that's happened today, but you know what? I'm sorry, Liv. I love you, boy. I do.
Our equipment had a rolling blackout today.
Yeah, it did. This black dude had a rolling out. here's the thing that I want to know. Where are all the a-holes that were complaining it was too cold in January? Where are you?
Yeah.
Are you still cold? Mm. Are you still chittering your teeth? Are you still uncomfortable because you got to wear your big jacket?
When it was like 60. I remember the first year we moved here, we bought winter. Like, oh, we don't have any winter clothes because it got a little cold.
Yeah.
We bought them, used them for about a week, and that was it.
Yeah, that's it. You don't need it. You can use a light windbreaker in the winter of Arizona, and you'll be fine. We wear shorts in the winter, but then you still got these a-holes that post all over social media. It's so cold. Oh, my God, it's so cold. I'm going, walking my kid to the school bus, and it's so cold. Oh, my nips could cut ice. Well, you know what? Start cutting ice. And what are they doing now? You are lifting those big nips and throwing them over your shoulder because there's a bucket of sweat under that saggy boobie. You know it. Where are those people at? Please stand up. Please stand up. Please stand up. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
No, you don't.
People are never happy. People are never happy. No. It's going to be too hot. They're going to complain it's too hot. If it's too cold, they're going to complain it's too cold. California. And it's not even too cold.
I'm never happy either. I planned it. I was really excited about it. And I don't know if I would explain this on the show or not, Liv. But I had planted four brand new beautiful plants that my ex-roommate helped me pick out. We did it together. I may have named all the plants because I'm really good at naming the plants after the kids. I have killed every last one of them.
Or did the sun.
I was going to say, or the heat.
I'm going to share a little bit of the blame with the sun, but I'm also going to share a little bit of the blame with the all kills wheat killer that I may or may not have sprayed all over.
Oh, I thought you might have peed on him or something.
No, I may have went a little too happy with the old wheat killer wand, thinking, oh, yeah, this is safe for all the vegetation. It's just going to kill the weeds.
It's not a weed, yeah.
Nope. Killed everything. Everything's dead. There's weeds all in my backyard. I don't care. I'm not going outside. It's too hot.
What about, remember last week you mentioned to people don't be hiking and stuff? You see all the people dying?
That is very true because orally, I'm going to say it. I told y'all so, even though they can't hear me because they probably in heaven or in hell because they like hot. I told y'all asses. Didn't I say it?
You did last week.
Didn't I say it?
And I said it's usually people from out of town, but I think this time it was locals. People,
locals were going up there. And you know what? I was talking to a coworker of mine at that place that I don't like to go to. And she said it very eloquently. She had this thought and this process. And I'm like, you know what? This might be true. People go up these mountains, these hills in Arizona. They get up to the top or they get up halfway and they get tired. And they say, oh, I'm just going to take a break. And then while they're sitting there, that's when they end up running out of water. And then that's when heat stroke and everything else ends up sinking in. So they're probably wanting to take a break because of muscle fatigue. But then they end up, after the muscles are relaxed, they end up going into the heat. The heat stroke. Shade. It's 400 degrees in the shade.
And then you get some people thinking like, oh, they're not experienced hikers or blah, right, blah, blah. But I think one of them was even a personal trainer.
Mm-hmm.
She was like, and they were all four people that died last week were all in their 20s.
And they were fit. They were in shape. They have done, I mean, Pias de Hoa Peak is the one that people love to go and climb. Camelback Mountain here in Arizona is another place that people love to climb. They've got great trails and everything. Here's the thing. They are all related to the fact that people didn't take water.
Exactly. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to get a huge ice chest and like maybe put it in my son's wagon, take it up to like one of the mountains and just sell them there for like $7 each.
Yeah.
And make a kill. Yeah.
You would kill up there. People literally just aren't taking up water. I think it's now up to a total of 6 deaths. Wow. I think I heard from our gloom and doom friends at ABC 15. It's up to 6 deaths just in this week of people going up these hills, not taking enough water. And I think it's 6 because 2 of them got rescued down and ended up dying in the hospital.
Jeez.
Because they just don't listen. You can't mess with this heat. And here's the thing.
Go ahead. Sorry.
Why the hell are they even going up these mountains? It's 7,000 degrees outside. Sit your ass at home.
And they're going between 3 and 6. Maybe they're trying to save their energy.
They are. They're going up there 3 and 6 because I can't sit in my house because I have to turn my air conditioning off. Here's the thing. You want to have that. I got the middle ground. You want to have that balance between hiking and saving your electricity. Just go to a friend's house, shut his AC off, walk up his stairs. There you go. Name 2 and 2. When your ass get dehydrated up there, at least you close enough to the earth that somebody can come up there and save your dumb ass. Take some water up there on the mountains, dumbasses. And we had the hottest place on earth here in Arizona, according to KTAR.
Wow.
Some little city that I didn't even know existed. Somebody rolled over a rock and found the city. All right, we're going to take a quick break right here, folks. We'll be right back with a little bit more of Fat Guy Radio Show. Orly, I hope you have your fighting gloves on because we're coming for you next. All right, everybody, welcome back to the Fat Guy Radio Show.
Whoa.
This portion of the show is brought to you by Amazon. Ladies and gentlemen, it's our biggest sponsor. Amazon at fatguyradioshow.com/Amazon is the place to go. You're doing all your online shopping through Amazon. Amazon sales are through the roof. I believe their stock is up 12 points just in the last few days. So that tells me that you're shopping Amazon. It's really easy to do. I am the king of the Amazon. I buy so many. Every other day, there's a box from Amazon, or there's groceries. Well, not too many groceries now because my kitchen's closed. But at the time, there were a lot of groceries that would come to my house from Amazon's pantry. I love it. And clearly, according to the stock figures, you do too. Here's the disconnect. You're not shopping Amazon through the Fat Guy Radio Show Amazon portal. This is where we need your help. I'm going to tell you this right now. Look at some of the metrics, Orly.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people are clicking the link, but they're not finishing the purchase.
Okay.
Our clicks are through the roof, and thank y'all very much for at least knowing how to get there. But this is where we lose you. You're not buying nothing. Let me tell you the secret, and Amazon doesn't want me to tell you this, and I'm probably going to end up getting an email from them. Don't hit your back button once you get to the Amazon.com page. When you hit your back button, that little tracking code that's hidden deep, embedded into your search bar, that falls off. And even if you do go and finish the purchase, we never get the credit of it. Now, here's the thing. Amazon gives us pennies upon the dollar. So, yeah, I'm giving that little secret out there, and Amazon doesn't like me to do that, but it's the truth. It happens. It falls off, and people tell me all the time, Corey, I'm buying through your link, but then we never see any of the credit come through. So don't hit your back button. Just go research for the item if you have to. What are you going to say, Orly?
I was just going to say, and don't think, like some people think, oh, if I order through that, I'm probably going to charge more, blah, blah, blah. You're not. The same exact thing.
Same exact thing. The only difference is that we get credit for it, and Amazon says, hey, Corey Blaze, Orly, Philippius, someone just bought $300 worth of stuff through your Amazon portal. Here's 20 cents.
There you go.
And you know what we do? We bend over, drop our pants, and say thank you, Amazon.
And put in our electricity savings.
I mean, a few more $300 and Orly's going to be able to get back into that library. Amazon at fatguyradioshow.com/Amazon. Folks, please do it. We thank you so much. Very quickly, Orly, before we dive into your world.
Meat and potatoes.
Meat and potatoes.
Ladies, Lady K says off the Twitter, I'd be a fudge pop in her house if I was comfortable at 85 fudge degrees.
Hey. Big old black icicle.
I'm a summer fudge pop. How about you? Yesterday evening, Orly, I had the opportunity to go out into the public, believe it or not. Yes, went out into the public.
It had to be after the sunset, right?
It was.
There's no way you're going outside when the sun's up.
Yeah, it was. The sun was up, but it was dusk.
Dusk.
And I had the opportunity to go out and MC the vibe sessions with Just James, and it was a great time.
Awesome. Nice.
It was so much fun. There is so much talent here in Arizona. It blows me away at how great of a city this is when it comes to, like, our talent. There were so many great artists that were there. I just want to name a few of them that were the headliners and that headlined. Number one, Just James and the Collective is the band that was there. And I fell in love with these guys, and I ended up getting a picture with them. For those of you that are watching us on Ustream, you can see me hanging out with Just James to one over from my right, wearing a dolphin shirt, and which Teddy from Teddy Beard, a comedian who was there last night, just took Just James's dolphin shirt and just murdered it. But then the Collective, these were just a group of guys that were just so freaking phenomenally talented. And I had such a tremendous time out there last night with them. So shout out to Just James and the Collective. Arrest-A-Side, he got up and did some poems. Very eclectic, deep, you know.
Yeah.
You know, I want to snap my fingers after this, some of the poems. And then Teddy Beard, who I just totally botched his introduction. And what was so bad about it is that Teddy Beard is a fellow radio personality on the Morning Grind here in Phoenix, Arizona.
Okay.
And the lady that was the assistant that was feeding me the script, because, you know, us radio guys are slaves to our scripts. She writes up there former instead of fellow.
Oh, fellow.
So I'm going to chalk it up to autocorrect. So I get up there and I introduce Teddy Beard, former radio personality, instead of fellow radio personality. And his first joke was, did the grind tell you something that I don't know? So I apologize for that, but Teddy Beard got up there and just absolutely slayed it, just killed it. And it's okay for me to mention that radio show because they're on in the morning and we're on at night.
There you go.
So Teddy Beard was there as well. Along with Promise of Truth was the headliner. He just killed it.
Is it like different types of music and comedy and like a little bit of everything?
It's a little bit of everything. Basically, the vibe sessions are a showcase for an Arizona showcase for talent.
Okay.
And you can show up there and they have an open mic. I hosted an open mic section at the end of the evening. And just these amazing talents that were there. Just three people that just absolutely blew me away. One of the young ladies that got up and performed, her name was Tyndale Music, and she had this little small little petite little girl. Her guitar was bigger than she was, and she sang, and it was just amazing. And she was backed up by Just James and the Collective. They're like kind of like the house band. They got up there and they did an amazing job. Aaron got up there, who's listening to the show. A lot of people were listening to the show, so shout out Aaron, who got up from Scottsdale, Arizona. Got him, did a guitar number, and the band just got behind him, and they just kind of riffed, you know. And then Julian got up and played the harmonica. There were two harmonica performances.
I have a harmonica.
Wow.
I've never learned, but that's awesome.
I was blown away by the harmonica, but there was one band that, to me, if I had to put everybody in pecking order, who I would select as, you know, the MVP, was this band that I am a big fan of, the Color 8 band.
Where they play? What style?
It was everything. It was literally everything. The Color 8 band was literally a band. They had a drummer, a bass guitarist, a keyboardist, a saxophone player,
nice.
A rapper, a singer, a harmonica. The saxophone player, he was the coolest cat ever. He had a suit. You don't see saxophone players in suits no more. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
It was, and they got up there, and here's the thing. One of the guys that are the R&B singer that's in the band.
Okay.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. The guitar player that was in the band. black guy, dreads. You thought, when I looked at him, I thought I was watching like Blink 182. How they jump up and they're playing and their legs are going one way and their stage presence was electric. Now, that being said, they also let me down because I told their little narrow asses to send me a track so I can feature them on the show today, and they didn't do it.
Yep.
So I'm going to need y'all to get on top of that because I know y'all asses is listening. But the Color 8 band, phenomenal. But it was a really great time. And then afterwards, you know, once all was said and done, the boys just got together with Just James and the band, and they just started jamming out. And I caught a little bit of it on video. I'm sorry I didn't have this uploaded, but this is their band.
You just pull a little D.
I totally pull a little D, but mine's better. Tell me that.
Sounds good.
Wait, here comes an organ part. Woo! Fell in love with them.
Sounds like a good time.
It was an amazing good time. I was there until half past a monkey's ass. It was really late, but I enjoyed it. I had a really good time.
Lots of Arizona talent.
Lots of Arizona talent.
I guess that's why I wasn't invited.
Yes, that's true. There was no radio talking. I was the only radio person there. I wasn't going to have any other competitive radio people there. Orally.
Not enough talent.
Tried to run a contest. Didn't go over too well, but that's okay. Won't get into that. But good time. The Vibe Sessions, check them out on Facebook. And if you're in Arizona, check out the Vibe Sessions. All right, last week, Orally, we teased it. We told everybody that commercial lip, can you boot up Orly's opening app commercial? Can we hear that again?
Yep.
Can we hear the app commercial that you play at the beginning of the show? He's sitting there telling me yes, but his hands have not moved.
Oh, I didn't know you were talking about this sound over here.
Yeah, that sound over there.
The Amazon one? Or no, the app one, right?
Lip.
Isn't it the app one?
It is the app one. Let me find it, though.
Yeah, okay. So, Orly dropped some promos, and last week we mentioned the fact that he couldn't say the word app with enough inflection, and you didn't understand why during that recording session we were busting your balls about saying the word app.
Well, I felt like I was saying app different every time, like you were saying, like, say it louder with more
inflection, yeah, enthusiasm, so I'm like, and sell.
And then you guys are laughing at me like I said it the same every single time.
We weren't laughing at you, we were laughing with you.
Maybe? I was like, in my head, I was like, okay, that sounded better. And then you guys were like, look at each other and start laughing. I'm like, all right.
Because it never changed. there was never a change. Do you not have that? We played it at the top of the show, didn't we? Or was that Amazon?
That was Amazon.
We don't have the one at the end, the closer?
It says just Amazon.
Looks like we could tease it for next week.
No, we're not going to tease it because even though he doesn't have the final product, I do.
Oh.
I don't have the final product. I have the hidden tapes, never before released tapes of Orly's app read. These are the raw tapes, Lip. The raw tapes of Orly's app read. So, Orly, hopefully, if we play this back for you, you will be able to hear what me and Lip were hearing. Because I don't think you've heard
the
play.
Let's let the listeners see that every single time it sounded different.
Sounds the same to me.
Okay, here we go.
Download the new Fat Guy Radio Show app today or visit fatguyradioshow.com/app. That was kind of backslash app. Okay, I hear that now.
Okay, you hear that. Yeah. Okay, all right, let's keep going. There's some more.
Download the new Fat Guy Radio Show app today or visit fatguyradioshow.com/app.
Did that change?
No. The beginning did.
Yeah.
And for some reason it went
down.
We're
focusing on the word.
I think it was the audio person.
We're focusing on the word app. Here's some more.
It's at fatguyradioshow.com/app. Download the new Fat Guy Radio Show app today or visit fatguyradioshow.com/app.
3, 2.
Download the new Fat Guy Radio Show app today or visit fatguyradioshow.com/app.
Do you There's more. There's more. There's more. You're going to start to hear me and Lip lose it in the background. And then I think at one point, I jump on the microphone through the trying to communicate with you, and it bled over into the recording on how you were to say it before you hit it. All right, here we go.
I can't. /app.
App.
All right.
App.
All right, let's try again.
Yeah,
I'll
just say it now. App.
App.
There you go. 1, 2, 3, 2, 1. 3, 2.
Download the new Fat Guy Radio Show app today or visit fatguyradioshow.com/app. That was a little better.
A little better.
It's like I can't yell it.
All right, the compressor's eating that up, but I'm trying to talk orally through it. And the point on
FatGuyRadioShow.com/app.
So that was me jumping on the mic to show you the inflection. And I think that was right before you nailed it. So I think this last take, you actually nailed it.
Exactly. Do that.
3247. Download the new Fat Guy Radio Show app today or visit FatGuyRadioShow.com/app. Yeah. I don't see a difference in any of those. The last one did sound a little bit better, though.
Do you hear what we...
All right, so I heard.
We weren't picking on you on purpose. It was just that's the big... That's the last word. It's the big sell. And we did end up using it. I think we used it on the commercial. The next break commercial is the app commercial. We used it on the tail end of it. But eventually, you did get it. So... Now that you've had a chance to hear what we hear, what say you? App.
Yeah, I thought you guys were messing with me that day. I was like, they're just messing with me, making me read it about 12 times.
Why would we pick on you?
Messing with the new guy.
No, you're not new anymore. No, we were like, when we read those commercials, I'm here on most of the commercials, when most of the commercials are being aired or being recorded, especially when it's like, Full Court Press, and they're taping their commercials, or Little Fella Radio taping their commercials. I'm here. I'm the commercial king. That's what I'm known as in the streets. Between 3 and 6 p.m. every day, I'm the commercial king.
I thought you told the production guy to, hey, mess with him, make him do it.
No,
42 times.
You weren't just, you just fell. You just fell on the app. Now, when I'm on the word app, which is the big sale. Now, I'm going to give you a little reprieve because I could have maybe written the script a little differently where the last word wasn't app, but I knew that you were a radio professional and you did nail it eventually. After take 47, because that was only a minute and a half of what was actually probably 17 minutes of him going back and forth with me. Were you getting frustrated at the time?
Yeah, because I thought you guys were messing with me.
No, we don't pick on you unless we're on the air. Well, okay, maybe.
I was getting ready to say, I don't want to do a stupid commercial anyways.
You're going to pull a Corey Blaze and pout right out of the studio. No, you eventually nailed it, though.
Yeah.
But there's the proof in the pudding. You don't believe it.
No, I'm looking at you.
You don't believe it.
I don't know. I think some of those commercials you played the same one over and over.
Nope. I didn't edit it down. All right. You know what this means. You know what this calls.
Let me try one time. /app.
Okay, you did it, but since you have not fully signed off on this, clearly I'm looking at you in your eyes across this console, and you don't believe that you could not say app with the right inflection. So Lip, we're gonna pull something that we have not done in a long time. Are you ready? Something we haven't done in a very long time. FatGuyRadioShow.com. Lip, let's put a poll up on the homepage of FatGuyRadioShow.com, right on the left, and let's see what our audience has to say.
They're going to side with me.
They probably will, because Orly Nation will come out strong.
Team Orly.
And even though you left them and you took your talents elsewhere, and then when you came back, they received you, and you know, all is forgotten, and no one remembered that they burned your jerseys when you left the first time. And nobody believes that you or have him. Lady K says she can hear you getting frustrated doing it over and over and over. It's frustrating doing commercials. It really is. But California and Orly Nation will probably come out in droves because they just love you.
They do. I can admit to that.
But let's see. Let's run the contest. Let's run the poll. Can we put the poll up?
Yes.
By tomorrow.
Is there going to be an audio clip there too?
I don't know if we can do that. Oh. Can we do that?
I don't know.
Well, if they know to go vote, then they probably were listening.
Then they were probably verbally. Sounds like I was hosting the vibe sessions again. So go to Fat Guy Radio Show. Look for it. Today is June 23rd. Look for it the morning of June 24th. We're not going to try it on Twitter because those never go anywhere. We're not going to try it on Facebook because I hate everything about Facebook. We're going to put it right up on FatGuyRadioShow.com right under the Amazon link.
There it is.
There you go.
Shop on Amazon while you're there.
Vote for the fact that Orly can't say app.
then buy him a gift.
Not what would the questions be? What would we put the question as? Because it's not that you can't say the word app. You can say app.
What's the tone?
I couldn't say it with energy.
No, you
just ask. Did they all sound the same to you? Yes or no?
Did the app read sound the same? Yes or no? Did Orly's app read sound the same? Yes or no? Does that seem very clear?
That works, I think.
That seems very clear.
Just make sure you vote not between the hours of 3 and 6 because your electricity bill
will go up. Your electricity bill is going to go up. But, yeah, so there. The proof is in the pudding there, and we can put that to rest until next week when we have to bring it up again. Right?
Right.
And now we're going to hear the final cut when we get ready for a break here because it comes in at the end of this next commercial. Right? Orly, I am not celebrating the fact that we caught you, but we caught you. Now, here's the thing. If Lip wanted to be really mean, he could pull some of the cuts from the F-ups that I've had on some of my commercials. It ain't easy, but that's the magic of radio, where we don't reveal the trip-ups. You just called us out last week, so we had to come with it. Would you like Lip to bring up
just
some of
remember,
mine?
Remember, revenge is served.
Best code is a dish served. Best code. All right, folks, we'll be right back on Fat Guy Radio Show. But you're an animal, baby, it's in your nature. Just let me liberate you. First time and I was like, baby, baby,
baby. Hello, Corey. How can I help you?
Siri, please call Philippia's cell.
Calling Philippia's cell. But before I get to that, Corey, can I ask a question of you?
Really, Siri?
Yes. Corey, really?
Okay, what's your question?
I've noticed you have installed a new app on your iPhone, manufactured by the Apple Corporation.
Oh yeah, the new Fat Guy Radio Show app. You noticed, huh?
I have noticed. Why else would I bring it up? I just wanted you to know that out of all of your apps, the free Fat Guy Radio Show app you downloaded from the iTunes Store is the best one.
Why, thank you, Siri. I'm glad you took notice. The new Fat Guy Radio Show app is now the single best way people with iPhones can get the show and support our biggest sponsor through the Amazon button.
And Corey, not to interrupt you, my cousin, the iPad, loves the Fat Guy Radio Show app as well. But can I ask you one more thing about your downloaded apps? It's something I don't understand.
Sure, Siri.
What's Grindr, and why do you get so many alerts on Grindr? It's like every 5 minutes. Grindr, bang, Grindr, bang, Grindr, bang. Okay. You're very popular on Grindr.
Oh, Siri. Can we make that call to Philippius now?
Oh, look. Please. It's another alert. Grindr,
how
bang,
do you turn
bang,
this
bang,
thing?
Bang.
Damn it, Siri!
Download the new Fat Guy Radio Show app today or visit fatguyradioshow.com/app.
This is Fat Guy Radio Show, part of the BDB Radio Network. Hey, you
don't need no business. That's going to be funny now every time I hear it. All right, folks, this portion of we love you, Orly, sometimes. Sure. This part of the show is brought to you by Halo Cigs. Halo Cigs, a premium electronic cigarette, an e-liquid company. You see me all the time on our live stream, token on my electronic cigarette. Last night, where the vibe sessions were happening in iMac out in the middle of Scottsdale, Arizona. It's also a hookah bar. Hookah. And so while everybody was token on hookah, which was the first time I've actually seen that up close. Very interesting. I think I want to try it. But I was vaping the whole time, just walking around vaping. It was really cool, really easy. Try it at Halo Cigs through fatguyradioshow.com/sponsors, where you can find the Halo Cigs banner. Or you can shop right through the fatguyradioshow.com homepage, where there's a Halo Cigs banner there as well. Halo Cigs, a American-made e-liquid company. Halo Cigs, I am vaping, baby, and you should too. All righty, righty, righty. Welcome back to the showdy. Whoa, whoa.
Whoa, whoa.
Whoa.
Thank you, gentlemen. This is the segment that has been sweeping the nation, ladies and gentlemen. We were talking about trailer talk. Soon as I get, why can I never find the bed? Lip, I need that bed moved over. There it is, number 3. Are we ready, Lip?
Yes.
All right, folks. It is Trailer Talk.
The movies aren't out. It's the trailers we'll see. It's time for Trailer Talk.
It's Trailer Talk. We review the trailers because the trailers are free.
Free instead of $32 for one movie.
Yes. It would actually be cheaper if you go and see the movie between 3 and 6.
Yeah.
Yes.
This week's trailer is Jack Reacher, Never Go Back, starring Tom Cruise as Jack Reacher. Jack Reacher returns to the headquarters of his old unit in Washington, D.C., only to find out he's now accused of a 16-year-old homicide. Jack Reacher is directed by Edward Zwick. What was your take on the trailer?
Well, it looks like it's a very action-packed movie, like I believe the first one was. Pretty similar, actually.
There was a first one.
I believe
that
so.
That we did not know until a few minutes ago.
I didn't realize it either. I didn't realize that there was one, so is this part two?
I wonder if it's a part two, or is it more just like...
Is it a reboot? Is
Just kind of like a... continued, but like another series, but not necessarily has to do with the first one. You know
how they do like movies where they're like, oh, well, before he became, you know.
Yeah, like, a prequel. Prequel, there you go.
Whatever that is.
But I mean, like the X-Men movies, isn't there more than one? But they're not really all tied together, are they?
I don't know.
I've never watched them.
I've never watched them either.
Too much. But
for me. I'm out.
It looks like an okay movie.
Okay.
I'll probably watch it on Netflix.
Okay.
And, I didn't see a lot of blood.
You didn't?
No.
Well, the first scene there was on the trailer, there was like six dudes laid out, and it looked like they were pretty beat up, but I mean, it wasn't bloody. To me, it reminds me of a kind of a mix between John Wick?
Is that the one with
Keanu Reeves?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah.
And Taken. It's a movie where one dude's kind of beating the crap out of everybody, which I like.
I don't know who you are.
Yeah.
I don't know what you want.
But
if it's money you decide, I have not. What I do have is a specific set of skills. Skills that are bad for people like you. Someone please hand me my inhaler while I'm on the phone.
Or my inhaler.
I'm sorry.
No, but it looks cool to me. I'd definitely go check it out, which is kind of a bold statement coming from me because I don't care for Tom Cruise at all.
Really?
The last thing I think I've liked of Tom Cruise is like Cocktail. That's like, what, 80s or 90s?
Yeah, that dates back a little bit.
I don't like it. But one thing that kind of bugs me about it is his voice, the way he's talking. Like, he's kind of like a Clint Eastwood, like, all right, I'm coming after. Kind of like you were just doing
I'm
about to take
it.
Yeah, the whole movie, and it's kind of like, or the whole commercial, but.
The trailer.
But it looks cool. I mean, it looks like he's former military or something, and he's coming back and just whooping some.
I watched the trailer, and I was checked out until he said, two things are going to happen in the next 90 seconds.
That was a cool part.
60 seconds.
60 seconds.
No, 90.
Was it 90?
That was 90. Damn
it, if you're going to correct me, make sure it's the truth.
I must have missed that part.
Yeah, you did. Were you watching the same trailer we watched?
I didn't hear that part, though.
Two things are going to happen in the next 90 seconds. One, that telephone over there is going to ring. Two, you're going to be wearing these handcuffs and getting arrested.
And he was telling that to a cop.
Yeah, he was telling that to a cop.
He actually said prison.
Why didn't you like that part, though?
90 seconds later, phone rang. He was being arrested. It was good. It had me there, and that was it. And I was out.
Oh, okay.
I told before we discovered that this was a number 2 point deuce to the original, the first thing that I wrote down when I watched it, I says, I've seen this storyline somewhere before. I've heard of this storyline, which to me checked me right out. I have no intentions on wanting to go and see this, which is proof to what Lip said before the show went live, that Orly and I have two different takes when it comes to movies. It's the same thing we've heard before. A guy saves the world because he's smarter than everyone else. Sure, he's going to get caught up, but if he's going to get caught up, he's going to get arrested, he's going to get thrown in a dungeon, he's going to end up finding out that he has a paperclip and a piece of gum in his shoe, and that's what he's going to use to break out of the jail that it took 12 guys to get him into. He's going to miraculously he's going to break out of that, and he's going to go out and he's going to save the world. And Tom Cruise, I'm not a huge Tom Cruise fan. Never have been. He kind of creeps me out a little bit, quite honestly. He's a little weird.
He is. Yeah.
You know, I don't know what it is, but
maybe it's because he's little. He's like 5'1" or something, right?
I don't know, really? But he's just weird. Yeah, he looks little. Really aged. He's definitely aged in this, but it's like, it's just the same thing over and over and over again.
What if it was somebody else in the movie?
It doesn't matter. The storyline, I've seen it several times before. Like you said, Taken.
Yeah, Taken. It does remind me of Taken. Even that, you know, he's like, things are going to happen. I'm going to find you, blah, blah, blah.
Come up with something original.
I just like the action. I guess that's the reason I
want to see it. The action was there. There were some cool little action scenes in the trailer, but I also think it was one of those trailers that gave us way too much once again. They didn't leave anything to the imagination. They didn't leave anything out. It's clearly Tom Cruise. Tom Cruise is not known to play characters that he loses in. He's never a bad guy. So I can go ahead and spoil this for you. Even though the movie hasn't come out until September, he's going to save the world, and he's going to be completely acquitted of the 16-year-old murder. And the guy wearing the black jacket is the one that did it.
And he's 5'7", actually.
And not 5'7".
5'7". Look at Lip over there producing up some things. So, back around the table, Lip, how many dead hikers do you give it?
At least a dozen.
A dozen dead hikers?
Yeah.
Wow, that's high.
By next week.
On a one to five scale, five dead hikers being you want to go see it with your pants around your ankles. One dead hiker meaning that you have no intentions on going to see it.
Oh, two then.
Two? All right. Orly, how many dead hikers, Arizona Heat dead hikers, do you give it?
I'm going to give it a – I'm going to go a little bit off, though. I'm going to go – two dead hikers and a dead homeless person.
Oh, two dead hikers and two dead hikers and a stinky. I'm sorry. Please send your complaints to Philippius at unemploymentline.com. All right. I'm going to give it one alive hiker, because after that hiker sees this movie, they're going to want to kill themselves. You know what I'm saying? And that has been this week's Trailer Talk.
The movies aren't out. It's the trailers we'll see. It's time for Trailer Talk.
Hey, Orly, have you ever bought anything from a street vendor?
Yeah.
I have. We're up on a break. We're going to take a break right now. I bought what I think is one of the coolest things I have ever seen on the street corner of Phoenix, Arizona. And I have it here in the studio with me, and it's the most unique thing I have ever seen.
Is it like an ass scene on TV thing that catches your eye and it's like...
It's not.
Now I'm anxious to see what it is.
Tease! We'll be right back here on Fat Guy Radio Show. All right, everybody, welcome back to the Fat Guy Radio Show. Whoa. A little brief break there. If you're just joining us on live stream, which people do, believe it or not, they join us within the last 10 minutes of the show. This is Fat Guy Radio Show. I'm Corey Blaze. It's Orly sitting over there across from me. And Philippius, our executive producer.
Yes.
All right, Orly, before the break, I was telling you that I actually stopped by a street vendor in the hood of all places. Now, anything south of Thunderbird Road here in Arizona is considered the hood for me, but it's really not, per se. But I was driving up 43rd Avenue in Phoenix, and I know that's pretty, geographical for people listening to this all over the place, but it's not a very affluential area.
Okay.
It's a little, middle of the road to more state-assisted living.
Do you usually see vendors out in this area?
Never, ever have I ever. Other than on Mother's Day, Easter, Crimble.
Oh, like the roses.
Yeah,
and
but this caught my eye. I'm driving up the street, and I'm probably about a mile and a half away from this intersection. And I'm like, oh, crap, I'm seeing big lights. And I'm like, oh, it's an accident, or it's a cleanup of an accident. Here comes the delay, blah, blah, blah. My time is precious. Blah, blah. And I approach this, and I get closer and closer to it, and it's lights. And it's sitting in a Wendy's parking lot, and this was the coolest thing I have ever seen. It was basically like, those pop-up tents?
Okay.
And I'm going to try to explain this for people that don't watch the replay, but if you only listen to the audio, skip over to about an hour four in and go watch this part of the video. The pop-up tent. Without any of the tent. So it's just a skeleton of the tent on the corner and these lights hanging from them that I have never seen before. And I took a picture of it. And it is just on the parking lot. And it's just this guy has these light balls that are illuminated and you see them from a mile away. There's a lot of them out there. So I pull up. Number one, there are cars lined up to buy these lights from this guy.
All right, that's
because
cool.
This is something that I have never seen before. Now, the little rugrats of BDB Radio Network were so nice to put together a little video presentation of this light, but I have it here.
Oh.
Look at this. Wow.
That's cool.
It is the coolest textured light that I have ever seen in my life. I'm going to try to explain it. It's like a heavy plastic, bone-shaped pieces of plastic that are hooked one into another to create a ball shape.
That is cool. I've seen something like that, but it was just a bunch of like red Solo cups. You ever seen those?
I've seen that.
So that's totally, yeah, that was way better.
And it lights up. It's very bright. And it has like an, what do you call it? LED light inside?
Yeah, I think so.
LED light. And Orly, how big would you say this is? It's a little bigger than a basketball.
Yeah, a little bigger than a basketball.
So maybe 24 inches round?
Yeah, no, not that big.
Not that big?
No. That's probably like 16 inches.
It's 16 inches. So it's about 16 inches round, but it's very textured. It's not a smooth surface, and it's blue and
white. It looks like water, like waves.
Yeah, it's very well. It does look like waves.
A water ball.
Yes, it is waves. Yes. And it lights up, and it was really pretty. And for those of you that are watching us on Ustream, there's a little video loop that is showing of the ball lit up and hanging in the studio from earlier today. But I saw this thing on the corner, and it blew my mind. I have never seen anything like this before.
Was he selling a lot of them? Was there?
There were at least 8 cars
Jeez.
Out there. And now here's the thing. The guy's name was Ray. I can't remember for the life of me what the name of the company was, but it's just him. And here's the thing. If I wanted to customize it, he put one together for this family that was there, and it was so cute. There was this couple that was looking at them. They were standing in front of me. Their daughter was in their van, or two of their kids were in the van, screaming what colors they wanted. He had them. It took him 5 minutes to create a
custom. He did it right there?
He did them right there. Cool. Now, like in the picture, I show that there were some pre-made ones as well because they were lit up, and that's what I saw.
Okay.
And you can get them. I bought one of the pre-made one. Mine is in the picture way towards the back left-hand side of the screen. You can actually see the one that I bought there. The price point was a little high. He had some smaller ones that I would say were probably around 12 inches round. And those were selling for $20.
Okay.
The one that I bought was $25. And then he had a big tubular one that I believe was $35.
That's not bad, though, because you can't even buy like a wind chime for $25 anymore. They're expensive. And this lights up. It was handcrafted.
It's
so that's
handmade.
Cool. You know, it's unique.
It could be custom.
And it can be. It's extremely unique. And that's why I had to have one. And he sold me when I got out of my truck because the first thing that I saw was the fact that he had a little sign that says, "We accept cards. I've got the square."
Cool.
I was able to swipe, and my identity has been stolen.
And Ray is on vacation right now.
And Ray is on vacation right now, and I'm the only idiot that actually ended up buying these because those people were
all working for him.
They were all plastic. Like, we're going to get that fat guy that drove by here the other night ogling at us, and we're going to get his little ass in here. We're going to just rape him for everything he's got.
Was he a little? Yeah. Was he
APS can do it, so can we.
Was he a younger guy, older guy?
He was an older gentleman.
Okay.
An older gentleman, and he was it was so funny because the lady ordered one that was custom, and then he went to the back of his rape van. And
was he Mexican or black because of the hood?
He was white.
Ooh.
He was a white, an Anglo-Saxon.
A white guy in the hood.
And he went to the back of his rape van, and he says, "Oh, yeah, you want it pink and white with a little red? Okay, no problem." And then all of a sudden, you just hear, because he's just throwing this thing together with his hands like nothing. And it was phenomenal. I could have had one custom made of the Fat Guy Radio Show colors, but I'm not that patient.
Does he charge more?
Nope. Oh, same cool. price. I didn't want to wait 5 minutes.
And so what is it? Is it? It's like a plastic, you said?
It's like a plastic.
Like he just has a bunch of random plastic hanging in the back of his car to make them?
No, he's got to have had these cut out somewhere. Yeah. I don't want to pull one loose because I'm afraid the whole thing is going to unravel like a can of biscuits.
I wonder if he does like ASU colors.
They had all kind of colors, man.
That's cool.
He could do any kind of colors to specify it to your decor.
That's pretty cool.
I'm not going to leave this here in the studio because this is too cool. This is going home. I don't know what I'm going to do with it because the cord is rather short. And I don't know how many people that have plugs.
So do you hang it by the cord?
I don't know.
Or is there like a little hook?
There's no hook. It's just the cord. It's custom, dude. It literally is custom, and I've never seen anything like it.
That's cool. Mm.
I was really excited about it. Needless to say, I wasn't as excited about the bull crap that Burger King is pulling again.
Back in the
news, Burger King does it again.
Yep. I said last time, kind of jokingly, but I was like, whoever's making up their menu items must be like a stoner or something. But
they
honestly think it's true now. Like,
they have to be.
A red bun. Remember, it was a red bun. That's so random.
Yep.
That was the hot. I mean, hot dogs were kind of normal. Then they did. What else did they do?
They had the black bun in Halloween time.
They did a burrito, like some big old egg burrito with a bunch of stuff stuffed in it.
Never heard of that one.
Are doing
mac. Was it macaroni and cheese?
A mac
Cheeto.
And Cheetos.
Mac and Cheetos.
Supposedly, it's mozzarella sticks with Cheeto crumbles.
Right.
On it.
Now, this story I had up on After the Levels as well. Here's the thing. When I think macaroni and cheese mixed with Cheetos, I get a little excited. This happens in my pants. There it is, right there. You know,
so mac, excited and about this one.
Mac and cheese Cheetos. Yeah. Oh, mac and cheese Cheetos twice. Ooh, that was a little smaller. Here's the thing.
Light switch.
It's tied to Burger King.
Mm. And that bugs you?
That bugs me. So as quickly as I had this, I had this. Oh, where's the other side of it? There's no slide down? Yeah, that part.
The homemade one.
I completely lost this because it's Burger King.
What if McDonald's did it?
Would be out too.
If you just saw the grocery store?
McDonald's.
Or like a restaurant, maybe Applebee's.
If I saw a Food Network recipe for it, okay. I'd be all in. Here it is again. Burger King trying to think outside the box, but what they're continuously doing, and tell me how you feel about this, Orly. And Lip, you can definitely chime in. Burger King can't get out of their own freaking way. They keep building and putting money into these mansions that they are building on the weakest foundation in the land. They've got to do one simple thing. Fix the basics and control the franchisers.
Exactly.
That's it.
Yeah, I think they're trying to keep up with these other places like you mentioned last time. Like there's like Sonic does all the crazy stuff.
Right.
Jack in the Box kind of has a big wide variety menu.
Right.
But if you think of Burger King, what's most people going to, what are they going to say?
Hamburger.
The Whopper.
They're going to say
the
Whopper.
Why don't, people don't go because they want... I mean, they might see on the menu, be like, oh, I'll try that. But nobody's going to be like, hey, we got to go to Burger King to get the mac and Cheetos.
The one thing that was so great about the Whopper is that the Whopper was 4 times bigger than the Big Mac.
Yeah, and it was a single level.
And
it was just huge and round.
It was huge and round. My nickname in high school, huge and round.
But now they're the size of...
Now they're the same...
Are they shrinking?
Now they're the same size. They're like my nether regions, shrinking. Now, the Whopper, next week, Lip, I would like to do a comparison between the Whopper and the Big Mac. I would like a Whopper in the studio and a Big Mac in the studio. Orly's not eating cow or oink oink or anything that lives anymore. And it's not made of roots and berries and coming out of Mother Earth. So, Lip, you and I will have to do the comparison of the Whopper size versus the Big Mac size. Mm. Because I honestly feel that the Big Mac is literally the same, almost close to the same size as the Big Mac.
Think so?
Or the Whopper is the same size as the Big Mac. I think the Whopper is very small. Now, my hands haven't grown that much, but I used to have to double fist that bugger to get it in the old cake hole here.
And this is just a
That's
what
I always
Whopper,
think. I always
right?
think, was I just little back then? I mean, like my hands are smaller.
They're smaller. But here's the thing. McDonald's does not have to think outside of the box and get all crazy creative. Burger King is doing this, according to this article. They're doing it because they're seeing the beauty that Taco Bell has gotten with the Doritos Locos taco.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, was a mediocre taco.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't that great. Didn't we taste test it on the show?
Yeah, I think we had three different flavors.
All three flavors, and it wasn't that great. So I'm not expecting Burger King to take these basic mac and cheese bites that are dusted in Cheetos flavor, dropping them in their disgusting oil, ripping it out, throwing it into a little Burger King cup, and serving it to me for $2.49. I'm not looking forward to that because Burger King's oil sucks. That's why their fries suck. And their fries and their oil suck because they're served by people who suck at the franchises.
Yeah, they're doing too much.
They need to go back to the basics. It's just that simple. Make the burger better. Make the fries better. Get a different cut of fries. Stop being cheap and control the freaking franchisers.
Yeah, I mean, if you look at like In-N-Out, they have like a few items and they're, you know, I mean, they're popular. McDonald's, every
Huge.
Once in a while, will bring something back like the McRib or something, but they don't ever just go trying to build new, you know what I mean?
They
new
don't.
Things.
And even In-N-Out, their franchises operate like Subway franchises. They Subway Corporation has such a tight thumb, and I've said this before, such a tight thumb on Subway franchisers. There's nothing that happens there. Even though they're owned by different people, if you're representing the Subway brand, you need to represent the Subway brand in a certain way. Burger King just seems like, hey, you got $150,000? Here's our sign. Here's our building. Go do what the hell you want to do, and that's fine. And then here's some Cheetos dust and some mac and cheese.
Figure it out. Put it
Figure
together.
It out. Put it together. Dip it in your nasty four-day-old oil and serve it through the window for $2.49.
Yep. They just need to bring back the 99-cent Whopper.
Exactly.
Remember that?
Where's the 99-cent Whopper?
There's not even, to be honest, there's not even a 99-cent burger really anymore.
There's not a 99-cent nothing.
Yeah, the value menu's like $149, $179.
Yeah.
I'm like, what happened to the 99 centers?
Welcome to McDonald's. Would you like to order something off of our 99 cent nothing menu?
I mean, there is nothing out there that's 99 cents anymore. It's a dollar now. I'm sorry. That 0.99 cents, even though I know at the end of the day it's going to be $1.06, that 0.99 cent told my brain that, hey, I can have seven of them things and it's not going to be expensive. But when I grow up there, Jack in the Box. I'm sorry, Hacking the Rocks decided to do a value menu.
Oh.
Ain't one thing on that value menu under $1.49. That ain't no value menu, Hacking the Rocks.
They're all like that. Even McDonald's now. I think they have one, like their spicy chicken for like a dollar. All the rest are like $1.49, $1.59.
And that spicy chicken ain't nothing but a deflated floppy shoe that they have put spice on, deep fried it, slapped it in between a bun, and served it to you through a window for a dollar. It's not great. And Cheetos, of all things, are some of the greatest snacks and pleasures out there. Cheetos are great. Hell, they're even having a contest for people to find the coolest looking Cheeto form.
You know what they're going to do?
What?
No, I'm guessing it's a cheesy Cheeto, right?
Probably.
They're going to probably try the Flamin' Hot one next.
Oh, Burger King's gonna put the Flamin' Hot Cheetos on top
go.
Of the macaroni. Burger King, stop it!
I'm gonna send the Cheeto Museum. That's the one that's collecting them, right?
Yeah.
I'm gonna send them a Mac and Cheeto, and I'm saying, here, I found a piece of Cheeto shoot.
Well, we almost just got dumped there. I'm gonna find a Cheeto that's gonna be in the shape of a Whopper. That would win me the $150,000 prize.
Yeah.
Burger King needs to get back to the basics. That's all I'm saying. It's not going to get any better if you keep trying to put Cheeto dust on stuff. Now, I'm an advocate for Cheeto dust. I'm fine with Cheeto dust. I think my last date may have may not been sprinkled with Cheeto dust.
She said that was Cheeto dust.
She said it was Cheeto dust. It may have just been my tears because I was just so excited to have a date. You never know. All right, we got to get the hell out of here. We're going to throw this one in the deep freeze. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much. Another shout out to Just James at the Vibe Session for having me out last week or yesterday night. DJ Little D was there also. My little brother was DJing, and he did an exceptional job. He didn't get kicked out. And I think he only felt up 4 or 5 girls. All right, folks. I'm sorry to Justin Bieber. We just plumb ran out of time on this show. Maybe we'll get to him next week. Thank you to the Bravo Tipper Pay app for being the proud partner, proud sponsor behind today's episode. Try Bravo at trybravo.com or through the Bravo Tipper Pay banner on fatguyradioshow.com. The Bravo Tipper Pay app is available in the iTunes and Google Play Store. Download it today and discover how easy it is to tip or pay. Thank you very much to our new ending graphics there, even though you can't really see much of that. Our website design is provided by Elite Web Management. For corresponding with Fat Guy Radio Show, it's real easy. Send your letters, comments, or questions to fatguyradioshow@gmail.com or click the mail button on our website. Interact with us on social media. Find Fat Guy Radio Show on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And remember, the video portion of our show is available on our exclusive Vimeo page. You can find that at vimeo.com/fatguyradioshow. Have a business, product, or event advertised on this show? Email info@bdbradionetwork.com or visit bdbradio.com for affordable and customized rates. Spots are available now. Remember to download our new free app available exclusively in the iTunes store or by going to fatguyradioshow.com/app from your iOS device. Join me on After the Levels, a blog by Corey Blaze. It's my daily blog, just a daily extension of this show. Now featuring free weekly emails. Subscribe today at afterthelevels.com/subscribe. Afterthelevels.com, all from the mind of Corey Blaze. For our executive producer, Philippius.
Yes.
And co-host Orling.
That's me.
Bird voice, I'm Corey Blaze, reminding everybody that skinny people, fat people already know they're fat, so stop reminding us. Tell everybody you know about the show, and when they ask you what the hell is it all about, with some enthusiasm, say the word app and reply. They'll make you laugh or depress the hell out of you, but you won't know until you listen. Join us next week. See you at the top.
Bye-bye! App! Hey, it's Orly, back to remind everyone about shopping Amazon at fatguyradioshow.com/Amazon or through the Amazon icon on the new Fat Guy Radio Show app. It's where I go to do all my online shopping, so be like me and the rest of the guys on the show. Shop Amazon at fatguyradioshow.com/Amazon or through our new show app. See ya!